You are listening to a talk by Betty Funk, introduced by Evan Kreider, recorded on Sunday, October 11, 2009, at the Point Grey Interminente Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speaker are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only, and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
At this point, we want to honor our dear friend Betty Funk. And would you like to stay there and answer questions, or do you want to come up front? Why don't you come up front?
I think they
can give
me that.
Yeah. Okay, you have to speak especially loudly for this front row.
Especially the man. So we're kind of an age, I think.
Yeah, similar age, similar problems. Now, exactly how old are you?
89. No, I'm not.
I'm 90. You're 90. I think you're just going to have...
I'm zero.
You're going to have to admit it.
I know.
And
I don't want to tell us.
And let's see. The first trick question is, where were you born?
In the Ukraine.
And
in Russia.
At that time, it was Russia.
Well, it was Russia, and the southern part was Ukraine.
Okay.
Right near the Black Sea.
Okay. And what did your father do there?
He had a flour mill.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He had a business, very good business. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how old were you when you immigrated?
9.
And how old was Susie?
She wasn't born.
Before you go on.
She was our first Canadian.
I was going to say, you might ask her about an answer to prayer. Just before they came to Canada,
then
you and Mom asked me about
me. Oh, yeah. Okay, we had a prayer meeting. When we got up from our knees, I said, you know, we're going to go to Canada. The others had prayed too, but they said, well, how can you say that? I said, well, I prayed about it.
Anyway, remember, Dad was in prison. I thought you...
What's that?
Dad was in prison, remember?
Yes.
I thought you were
going to
say that.
Well, I forgot about that. Well, he was released. And then we went to Canada.
Okay.
And they said...
Your father had some difficult times there.
Oh, yeah. We had a business. He had a flour mill. And they said, now it's communism, and we're going to have everything together. Mm-hmm. So they took it away. They took the keys. They said, it's not yours anymore. So he said... All right, then we're going to go. He didn't tell them that.
Yeah.
He told us, and I had an answer to prayer then.
Okay.
We prayed together, and when we got up from our knees, I said, you know, we're going to go. And the other said, well, how can you say that? Well, I prayed about it. So they said, okay, then.
So you
so
had
we
a...
fled to the border. We went to the border of Latvia.
Was that essentially fleeing, or did you just take normal transportation?
Oh, no. We fled.
Okay.
We sort of secretly.
Yeah.
And we went to the border of Latvia.
Okay.
And Russia.
Okay.
And they let us through.
How old was Annie?
She was 3 or something. 2 or something.
2 and a half.
2 and a half.
Okay.
Susie was on the way.
It would be difficult fleeing with a 2.5-year-old and being pregnant.
She should be quiet. She wasn't very noisy.
Now, you worked as a nurse in Vancouver, or
yes, in Vancouver.
Where did you
train?
Where did you get training?
Vancouver General.
Vancouver General.
And then I took an extra course, so I could be more with babies and children.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice today because we have a baby here.
Yes, I know.
Did you hear the baby?
I always notice the baby.
Yes.
Could we be introduced to We have the oldest and the newest.
Yeah. Yeah, and the newest. Where's the newest?
The newest is just hiding down here.
Okay.
Her name is Zephyr Violet Hutchison Cable.
I usually can't leave her alone.
Three weeks old.
What's her name?
Zephyr.
Her name is Zephyr.
Zephyr.
It's a Zephyr.
It's a good Mennonite name. Now. When did you retire? Ages ago.
Yeah, that's right. Well, when we had to. How old was I?
You were 63.
Okay, so that's almost three decades ago.
Yeah, I know.
So that's why the Canada pension is going, you know. We're very thankful that you've been part of our fellowship, and we miss you. We know you're worshiping where you live.
Well, I miss you people too, but I just can't get here on my own.
Yeah, it's hard. But
we have good services.
This is real Christian.
What's that?
What? I think it's too much for us to pick you up, but that isn't really the case.
No, it's the case. I'm too lazy, maybe.
What you should do is at least come for each potluck.
Oh yeah.
That's the best plan, I think.
Yeah. Well, they give us very good food over there.
Would you be like a Mennonite sauce?
Okay. We have to raise the stakes here.
No, I miss this church. I really like this church, but I haven't got a car anymore. Government wouldn't let me drive a car.
That's probably a good thing. I think the government should probably look into my driving as well. Some of you don't know, but Betty and her sisters have been coming here a very long time. And when you walk up the driveway, the sidewalk beside the driveway, there's a flower box. And I believe you used to look after that.
Yes, I think so.
For quite a few years. And then it became a problem, buying plants and all. Mm-hmm. So she has a green thumb and has been a willing worker in many ways. We give thanks that you've been part of it. Yes, that's right.
Well, speaking of flowers, we have a social committee.
Yes.
And they bought you some flowers.
Oh, my.
But we didn't bring them in here because it's kind of a big bouquet. Mm-hmm. But you'll see them at the coffee time.
Oh, my. So well, let everybody enjoy them.
Well, yeah, and then you can take them home. And the social committee also has some fruit.
Oh,
for
my.
Special fruit for today. No cake.
That's fine.
But you had cake last Sunday, I suppose.
Sure. Oh, yes.
With your family.
Yes.
Yeah.
I should just say, we celebrated with the family. We invited the nieces and nephews and their families. And so we went to the Newlands Golf Course, and we were 41 altogether. Yeah, yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for coming forward.
Thank you.
Let you go back.
Thank you.